8 at DC 101 with the Grease Man. Should we do it? I don't know. Come on, it's Monday morning. You think we should do Brutality? I mean, everybody's barely able to get their Rice Krispies now. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. It's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, one of the things about being a lawman is it kind of jades you against human suffering. I mean, you see it every day. It kind of makes you immune to the pain of seeing human beings in a desperate condition there. You don't like it, but it's part of the job. So that's why when you get the call, bloody drunken driving accident on the Beltway, you don't worry about it. You keep munching on your big cheeseburger. You munch on that thing as you drive to the scene. You get there, and there's a couple of rookie cops trying to fill out the report as they look into the car and stifle groans and gags. Sarge, it's awful, it's awful. You step out of the car still chewing your cheeseburger. You look inside. You've seen it before. Some drunken kid goes out of control, splatters three other cars. You set down the cheeseburger in one of the stiff's laps as you break out a fresh piece of paper and a pencil and start filling out the report. Meanwhile, the other two rookies are still over in the ditch going... Whoa, whoa. You say, you call yourselves cops? You call yourselves cops? You guys are rookies. You guys are wimps. You guys are nothing. Now shape up, you lousy, no good stinking wimps. You shouldn't be on the force if you can't stand the sight of blood. And another thing that irritates you besides rookies heaving their guts at the scene of a car accident is people that gawk when they go by. Somebody else's misery, and they're gawking. One of them even has the guts to pull up and say, "Officer, anybody hurt?" You say, "Yeah," and you reach inside the car and you grab one of the heads floating around on the seat and you say, "This one's not doing too good," and you hoist it before his eyes. His wife screams as they drive away in shocked disgust. You finish filling out the reports and you throw them in the faces of the rookies and say, "Now get out of my face," and you walk to a phone booth. Time to call the parents of the drunken kid. The drunken kid that caused all this in the first place. You get him on the phone, you say, "Hey, you got a kid named Chauncey?" They say, "Oh yes, is something wrong with Chauncey?" You say, "Yeah, Chauncey's been in a little bit of a accident." They say, "Oh my God! Should we come down there? Should we bring a stretcher?" You say, "No, lady, maybe you ought to just bag him." Fleetwood Mac and the Chain. Here's about 4 minutes.